Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we are going to read from 2 Timothy. We're going to read from 2 Timothy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you find 2 Timothy?
Amen.
Chapter 2, verse 20. Say, remember, you're going to love what you're going to hear today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to this, for this? Now, it says, in a large house, say in a large house.
In a large house.
This is the house of God we are talking about. Hallelujah. In a what?
In a large house.
In a large house, there are articles, not only of gold and silver. Hallelujah. You see, when you read this scripture, you realize that the attention is being removed from something that usually gets the attention. Can I talk to somebody here?
Amen.
Immediately the scripture says, in the large house there are articles. It doesn't say there are articles of gold and silver. It says there are not only those. Look at your neighbor. In the house there is not only articles of silver and gold, but also, underline that, but also of wood and clay. The attention is being drawn to those that are normally not so attractive in the house. Can I speak to somebody
Amen.
Here?
Amen.
The attention of the writer here is drawing us away from the obvious and the attractive. And he said, it's not only these, they are also those. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, there are those of clay and wood. You know, when you enter the house, when you are looking at the articles and the dishes, ask your neighbor, what is going to attract you? What is going to attract you? Which ones? Oh, God help me. Say, God help me. What's going to attract you? Gold and silver, isn't it? Who's going to go for clay and wood? Say, never tell the truth, please. Are you going to go for clay and wood, or you're going to go for those that are shiny, shiny? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there are those when that comes out when you have got special visitors. Not ordinary visitors. In every house they are such, isn't it?
Amen.
They only come once a year when the pastor is visiting. Oh, I thank God I'm a pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I get to eat from the silver and the gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Otherwise, if you are not, they remain under lock and key. I know. My mother, there are things that we grew up locked and they are still there. They are still locked up today. I don't remember them being used. Honestly, I don't remember.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
But Paul here draws us to other articles in the house. Hallelujah. And he says, these ones are what? They are of what? They are of what? Clay and of wood. Amen.
Amen.
Say never. There's something good that is gonna hear, you're gonna hear today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says this. Oh, this is beautiful. And he says this. If a man, hallelujah,
Amen.
If a man cleanses himself from the latter, the things that he was talking about, he says he will be an instrument for noble purposes. Now, in other words, he will be an instrument and a vessel of honor too, even when this thing was not meant for honor. Can I speak to somebody here?
Amen.
He says, if this one will cleanse himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
Amen.
Can I talk to somebody
Amen.
Here?
Amen.
Can I talk to somebody in the house?
Amen.
Paul says, these others that we do not normally look at. He says, if they will cleanse themselves, hallelujah,
Amen.
And be made ready, they will do what? They will do what? Oh, can I talk to somebody? They will also be made vessels of honor. Now, many people make a mistake to think that when you cleanse yourself and prepare yourself, you change from being clay to gold. Oh, can I talk to somebody here?
Yay.
You don't change. You still remain clay. But you will now be used for the purpose that was designed for those that are no longer useful. Can I talk to somebody now? I want to show you throughout scripture, Hori. Actually, this has been happening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people that have been created for certain things, called for certain things. They look the part, they sound the part. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, some of us were not supposed to be pastors by God's original plan, I'm telling you. Oh, somebody's not blessed by this.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God took a wood from somewhere. Can I talk to somebody here?
Amen.
I said God took a wood.
Amen.
Something that looked like it's got no purpose. Yes. And made it to do the things that those failed to do.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Look at that. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I see this clay becoming something special. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you blessed by what you are hearing?
Amen.
So Paul says that these ones, if they could prepare themselves, put themselves in line, they too could be considered
Hallelujah.
To do the same thing that the silver and gold were supposed to do. In other words, that God can still glorify himself in wood and clay.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yakasatalabaha. Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
Look at the neighbor, say neighbor, they gave you no chance.
Because they were shining.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They did not struggle. Amen.
Amen.
There are people that God has made to sing for him and he gave them these beautiful voices, but yet they are singing for the devil. But God will raise somebody within the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who was just a clay. Through hard work and dedication and prayer,
Amen.
They begin to rise.
Amen.
And everybody say, but this person, but the voice. But they wonder why people are following this one.
Amen.
Can I talk to somebody here?
Amen.
I say, though you are not a vessel of gold,
Amen.
God will use you for his honor.
Amen.
I say, though you are not a vessel of silver,
Amen.
God will use you for his honor.
Amen.
When Paul says, I'm weak, he says, ow, you are, my strength will be made perfect in your weaknesses.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God's glory is demonstrated in those that are not so glorious, he gets the glory the more.
Amen.
Can I talk to somebody?
Amen.
When God's glory arises from that which is not originally so glorious.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's glorified them all.
Yeah.
Isn't the mafia hearing what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
When a vessel of wood and clay rises,
Hallelujah.
The glory of God shines even the more.
Mandarabasika.
Hey, are you here?
Amen.
If you will set yourself apart and in line, to be used, no matter your circumstances, no matter your background, because God is waiting For those who will come and lift up their hands and say, I don't care whether I'm wood or not, I'm clay, use me, oh Lord. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. And I said to you throughout the scripture, in fact, we're going to read from Romans chapter 9. Can you read us from Romans chapter 9 from verse 1? Yes.
I tell the truth in Christ.
Yes.
I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Verse 2. That I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart.
Okay, now, Paul says he is in pain and in grief. Amen?
Amen.
And he's going to explain why he's in such a pain. Continue reading.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
For I could wish that I myself were accused from Jesus for uh-huh. my brethren.
All right, continue.
My countrymen according to the flesh.
Yes.
Verse 4.
Yes.
Who are Israelites to whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises.
Now listen, Paul says these are the people who were given everything. Oh, are you here?
Amen.
These were the gold and the silver vessels of God. They were given everything, chosen and born for this. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Paul says, I'm crying over them because what I'm seeing is that God is rejecting them. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Although he had elected them to be this people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the promise, the people who are chosen for the promise of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
These were the people that God had planned to use. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he says now, Paul says, they are going to be rejected. Continue reading there.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
Of whom are the fathers and from whom according to the flesh?
Yes.
Christ came who is over all.
Uh-huh.
The eternally blessed God. Amen.
Yeah.
Verse 6.
Yes. Continue. Uh-huh.
But it is not that the word of God has taken no effect.
Yes.
For they are not all Israel who are of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Verse 7.
Yes.
Nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham.
Uh-huh.
But in Isaac, your seed shall be called.
Uh-huh.
8.
Now here Paul is trying to show us that not all children of Abraham are the children of the promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Because remember there is Ishmael. Amen?
Amen.
So he says it is through Isaac. So he's narrowing it down. So that we should see who are these people who are set aside for this purpose. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Continue reading.
That is those who are the children of the flesh.
Those that are children of flesh. Uh-huh.
They are not the children of God.
Yes.
But the children of the promise are counted as the seed.
Yes.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
For this is the word of promise. At this time I will come and Sarah shall have a son.
Yes.
Verse 10.
Yes.
And not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one man.
So Paul is showing us where this vessel is coming from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This vessel of God, where it's coming from. It says from Abraham, that was passed on to Isaac.
Amen.
And not Ishmael. Oh, am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
And Isaac received it with two hands.
Yeah.
Can I talk to somebody
Amen.
Here? And then it was moved on from him to the children of Isaac. Because it says now, the wife of Isaac now did what? Conceived. Rebecca now did what? Conceived. Continue reading.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
For the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil,
uh-huh.
that the purpose of God according to election might stand.
Now, listen to this. The children are still in the womb, but God is saying something about them.
Amen.
Amen.
He says, Esau, I rejected, but who? Jacob, I love. Now, some people find it difficult, and Paul says, how come when these children are still in the womb, God could say that. Are you here?
Amen.
Okay, continue reading. Continue reading there.
Not of works, but of him who calls.
Yes.
It was said to her, the older shall serve the younger.
The older shall serve the younger. Now, look at this. If God, from the beginning, wanted, now listen to me. If God, from the beginning, wanted Jacob to be the heir, to be the recipient of this golden vessel, why would he make him second born? Come on, can I talk to somebody here?
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
In other words, the person who was supposed to receive it is Esau. The vessel of gold was supposed to be Esau.
Yeah.
But God says, right from the womb, I could see who Esau is. Therefore, he disqualified himself.
Yeah.
From the womb, already there were signs that this man is not worthy of this.
Amen.
Although he is the recipient of the vessel.
Yeah.
But God said, this one, the character is terrible. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
Let's continue reading.
Verse 13.
As
it is written.
Yes.
Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated.
Jacob I have loved, but Esau I what? I have hated. Does God hate people? No. Why is he saying hated? It means for the purpose he's rejecting. That's what he means. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
It says, for the purpose for which I have created this one, I reject now.
Yeah.
Although he was elected to be the one who carries it, but because of his heart, he was to be rejected. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yeah.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you right now?
Yeah.
Continue reading.
Verse
14.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteous with God? Certainly not.
Yeah, is God unrighteous? No. Say never. No. God is not unrighteous.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, God elected and he chooses to do whatever he wants to do. No one can ask him questions. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He chose who? Esau to be the firstborn. Not Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob came from the back door. He came from behind.
Amen.
To overtake. Look at us. Say, neighbor, you are going to come from behind. I can see.
Amen.
You are going to overtake.
Amen.
I love the spirit that I'm seeing here.
Amen.
This is an overtaking spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those God has had given this baton to run with, they treat it with disgust. I'm going to talk about it right now. With contempt. People who don't value the things of God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
With disgust and contempt. Ntosamudimu, they don't see them of value.
Sure.
But yet they were called to carry them.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know if Kibuale is somebody here. Are you following what I'm trying to teach you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There were people who were born to do things, but they have not regarded them to be of any value.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And I can see those things are going to fall on somebody.
Amen.
I didn't hear this.
Amen.
I say those things are going to fall on somebody.
Amen.
I say there is an Esau somewhere.
Amen.
Can I go preach somewhere? I say there is an Esau somewhere.
Amen.
Who's treating the things of God with contempt,
Amen.
With no respect?
Amen.
And that grace is coming upon somebody.
Amen.
God is looking for a Jacob.
Amen.
Oh, are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the womb, he said, I'm done with this one. Continue reading there for me.
Verse 15.
For
he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever
I want you to listen to this. Amen. Many of us don't understand mercy. We have only a limited understanding of mercy. Mercy is not only about being forgiven or pardoned for your guilt. No, it's more than that. Mercy means to be made acceptable when you were not. You see, when I pray and I say, Lord, have mercy on me, I'm not saying I've committed. Are you hearing me? When you hear me pray, maybe online, say, God, have mercy on me. I'm not saying I've committed sin. I'm saying, Lord, make me acceptable. Amen. Because I know it is by his grace and mercy that I am what I am. So how can we not get it? Mudimu, I need more of your mercy. In other words, I need more of your enabling, your acceptance, your blessing, and your favor. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. When you know when you are not gold, you will pray a prayer of mercy.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. When you know you are not gold,
amen,
every time you pray, you say, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
When you look at this vessel of wood, this vessel of clay, you will say, oh Lord. I mean, when you are singing before the crowds, stadium is full, and you look at yourself and say, I'm wood, you will say, oh Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
When I'm ministering and people get healed, I'll say, Lord, have mercy on me. I cannot be proud. I know I'm wood.
Amen.
I know there is nothing in me that can justify the things that I'm seeing.
Amen.
I'm just wood. I'm just clay.
Amen.
Those who were created for this did not see it. Something of value. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
You see, Saul, King Saul, King Saul was a handsome man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that he stood tall, head and shoulders above others. I want to ask Saul and Ashal in my Israel, and I wonder who is the king here.
Amen.
Can I talk to somebody?
Amen.
There was no doubt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes when people come and when you see a man or women working together, sometimes you can tell that one is a man of God. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Oh, can I talk to someone?
Yes.
Some of us, you will not count us in that number.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I saying something to you?
Yes.
Am I saying something to you here?
Yes.
And some of us, when you appear, Saul from a distance, he stood what? There was no question who is the king. Just by his appearance, he was made for this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was what?
He was made for this.
He was made for this. But yet, God later says, Saul, I reject. The same Saul that he made king over Israel, he says what? Saul, I reject. Why? Because Saul, When Samuel told him that, wait for me, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said what?
Wait for me.
Wait for me, and I'll come and make sacrifice. Saul, the Bible says, waited. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He did what?
Waited.
Please talk to me. He did what? He waited and waited. Samuel said, wait for me 7 days. He waited 7 days. He's a higher one second past 7 days. He went. And you know the reason why he went? The Bible is very clear. It says, Even before the seventh day came, people were starting to move away from him. Soldiers were moving away from him. And the Bible says that he saw that in no time, he will be left with no soldier. And then what did he do? He started sacrificing. And that's what he said, that when I saw people leaving me, I said, when someone asked him, that when I saw people leaving me, I sacrificed. You see, people who are not spiritual, they look at the numbers. They look at the strength. In fact, God says to Israel, he says, you look at the arm of the flesh. When you look at Egypt, it's the arm of the flesh. You think Egypt is going to help you to fight. That is the arm of flesh. You don't look at me. Their strength is in numbers. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? Yeah. Their strength is in numbers. When they see people walking away, they do sacrifices to bring people back. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? Yeah. There are many men of God, I'm telling you. When they see members leaving, they sacrifice. Because they are not spiritual. If you are spiritual, you will know that if I lift him up, he will draw men unto himself.
Amen.
You will know that this is not your work, it's his work.
Amen.
You will know that I don't walk by sight, I walk by faith.
Amen.
You know, people who are not spiritual, the devil plays a lot with them. He plays tricks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He knows that their faith is not in God, it's in things. They believe because they see things moving. Sometimes they don't believe. Am I talking to somebody? The truth is that we don't believe. We thank God, oh, thank you, Jesus, because we see things are moving. The moment things are falling apart, we look somewhere, some other places for help. Oh, can I talk to somebody in the house? Do you understand what I'm teaching you? So what did he do? He sacrificed because he saw that people were leaving him. But God says, this man, I reject. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This man, I do what?
I reject.
And what did God do? He brought in a man called David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David was not in the first line. Happy David was even short. Compared to Saul, you never even consider David for a king. This world to disqualify him like, no, not that one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should see how this political parties elect their leaders. You will see these people are not spiritual. These people are not spiritual. You see the kind of leaders they elect. These people are not spiritual. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
When someone was going to, when God said, okay, this one I'm done with him. This vessel, I'm looking for another vessel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm looking for what? For another vessel. This time it's not going to be a vessel of gold. No, it's going to be wood. It's going to be clay.
Amen.
Oh, can I talk to somebody here?
Yes.
And Samuel went and looked for David. Amen.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
He looked for who?
For David.
And he found David. And there are lessons that I actually want us to learn from David, how you can prepare yourself to be that vessel of honor from the lessons of David.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
David spent his life in the field, looking after the sheep. Now listen to me. When God is going to look for somebody, he's not going to take somebody who's sitting and doing nothing and say, I'm waiting to be used. Okay. Can I talk to somebody here? Although you are a wood with regard to certain things of God, but God is not going to take someone who is doing nothing. David was not interested in any of the Ona Sebet. He was not there.
Amen.
His brothers were there. They were available.
Yes.
Oh, if you are too much available, you must be worried.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Samuel arrived, the brothers were available. They were there. And then they checked them one by one. And God said, I reject this one. And they went through all of them. And Samuel said, is it all? Because God says, it's not. He said, there is this one. He's working.
Amen.
He's working. Now, if you are going to put yourself in line to receive something of importance from God, you have to do something. You know, some of us, when God found us, we're not just sitting and doing nothing. We were not even interested. We didn't even want to be kings. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure his brothers, when they heard someone's going to be anointed, are you hearing me?
Amen.
You know, there are people who are eager to step into things, but they don't want to work.
Amen.
And prove themselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Especially men of God, or people who think that they are called to do the things of God. Let me put it like that, not men of God. People who believe they are called to do the things of God. Hello?
Amen.
By Sana, by
Amen.
Like David's brothers just sitting around the table. David was uninterested, but he had the heart and passion to work. And God says, I can do something with this one.
Amen.
Even God, he overlooks lazy people.
Yeah.
He said, okay, God wants me to use what for what? God uses what can be used.
Yes.
Oh, God tell those who are not here, say, I'm called to be a pastor, and they're just going around. He said, go look for a job.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is not strong.
Amen.
Go look for what?
A job.
Go look for a job. Amen. Some of us never said, I'm doing a cook one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just a neighbor, tell me what I'm
saying.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's the first thing we learn from David. David was working. He was not just sleeping. Oh. Well, when I'm saying working, I don't mean if you don't have a job, then you know. I'm saying there's always something you can do.
Amen.
There's always something you can do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right now, we have to clean this yard here. You see this yard, we have to clean it. Amen?
Amen.
When God is looking for a wood to make a vessel of honor,
amen.
Oh, your
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you, when God uses somebody, it's not only in the church. No, God uses people everywhere.
Amen.
In the workplace, in the market, everywhere, God will use you.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, God is going to make you a vessel of mercy. You know, a vessel of mercy, God makes that person acceptable. He qualifies that person for what he does not qualify for.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are lazy, you have disqualified yourself. You remain a wood. You remain a clay. Are you a matter for somebody?
Amen.
Look at them, Arberek. Mudimarfumanerberek. When God says, okay, come here. I've just rejected Saul there. He must find you doing something. Show me in the Bible where God just found nobody doing nothing. And use that person. It doesn't work like that. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Amen.
Say glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
So David was what?
Working.
I cannot hear you.
Working.
So David was working, isn't it?
Amen.
And David, number two, what is it that we can learn from David? David knew how to honor God for the successes he is making in life. David, when he was making progress in life, he would immediately say, it is God.
Amen.
How do we know that?
Amen.
In the book of 1 Samuel 17, when he's talking to King Saul, verse 36, Ori, your servant, Uwakayena, Ori na David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Samuel 17 from verse 36, Ori, your servant has killed both a lion and a bear. Mamela. He has killed what? A lion and a bear, eh? Hallelujah. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. Now, verse 37. Listen to verse 8. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear. Come on, sir. Oh, see about Kimudi. That's why, you know, when I hear rich people say they are rich because they work hard, I say nonsense. How many of us work hard and we are not rich? Is it not nonsense?
It's nonsense?
It is nonsense. Amen.
Amen.
Before that person finished talking, those riches will come to me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because that person does not glorify God.
Yes.
He glorifies his strength. He does not even mention God. I work hard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nebuchadnezzar, one time he was just going on and praising himself. And God said, you fool. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's over. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Not recognizing God for what he's doing in your life, you disqualify yourself for being a vessel of honor.
Amen.
Can I speak to somebody here?
Amen.
When you go about and you're making progress, let me tell you, I can tell you about my life. Every time, you know, God used me so much in the secular world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So much. So much. I mean, right now, as far as I know, for instance, I am the only, maybe I need to go to, but at least the first black ENT specialist who was engraved on some award, international award, here in South Africa.
Amen.
Recognized by the Society of the ENTs in this country, Southern Africa. I'm the my name is there. You can go and ask them. They'll show you the trophy. My name, the first black person.
Amen.
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 Why? Because every progress I make, every lion I kill, every bear I kill, I say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me strength.
Amen.
I never.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
No, I know. I'm not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody in the house?
Amen.
So whenever you make progress in the secular world, be quick to say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It is because of God. Well, Mutu have an akabu paki to Saul. Or, hey, the same God who did this.
That's right.
He will do it again.
Amen.
By that time, David now is coming closer to being a vessel of honor.
Amen.
Oh, from the back, amen, from the backyard to the front yard.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
I see somebody moving from the backyard to the front yard.
Amen.
From obscurity to popularity.
Amen.
Amen. Moving from what obscurity to what to popularity. Every neighbor sat at too much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God is looking for vessels of wood and clay to make them honorable. Anakiwale somebody in this house. Anakiwale somebody in this house. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David knew how to honor God. David knew how to do what? Number three, obedience. Be a person of obedience. In Acts, in the book of Acts, chapter 13, 21 and 22, it says, Acts 13, 21 to 22 says, then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. You know, let me tell you this. It does not mean when you stay in a place for a long time, God has accepted you. It doesn't mean when you have got a success in something and on a track record, Mudimu has approved you. Saul, 40 years, he was just, but God had rejected him. Some of you will think maybe Saul reigned for 5 years the way Mudimu rejected him. No, 40 years. Can you believe it? 40 years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, verse 22, after rejecting Saul, this vessel of gold and silver, born to do this. Have you heard somebody say, I was born to do this?
Yes.
There are things that were created for them, born to do this. It's so natural to them. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, when I'm talking about Lena.
Amen.
But here, that after removing Saul, he made David the king.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God himself testified concerning him. Mudimu apa kaka David. He said, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. Listen to this. He will do everything I want him to do. Sure. You see, if you want to be in line, to be converted from, to be used by God in any area, Oshayne, wherever you are, Oshayne, because of God, you got to be obedient.
Amen.
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 An obedient person does not ask questions. How? When God says go, he goes. God says to David, go pick up a stones from the river. He didn't say to him, there are so many stones around here. Happened? They were on the mountain. They were on the mountain. There were stones everywhere. You see, if you are ungodly, you'll think anything works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Some of us, God forgive us. Sometimes we use, even in our ministries, stones that have not been in the river. He just believed that God is doing something. And many years later, it happened, it became apparent or hunting that was prophetic. It was saying that this one is falling by me. The four are going to be to fall by those that I will train.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because the rest of them, there were five There were five men like Goliath, strong men, sons of Anak. They call them sons of Anak. There were five. David killed the first one, but he took four other stones and he carried them. Prophetic, meaning those that I will train will finish the rest of you. Amen. A man who walks, a man who says, you know, when God says do, he does it. There is no greatness without obedience. Sacrifice I do not desire. Obedience is what I want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's up? There are people who are very committed. We are starting ministry, Monane. Please be committed. Look at the neighbor. Be committed. But say but. Don't think it's all that it takes to be used and anointed by God. The heart. Hallelujah.
Heart.
You know, I've seen in ministry, you know, we've got churches now all over. But I've seen people in the ministry and then others come and they, hey, within 2 months, are you hearing me? Now they have become vessels of honor. Mara and you are so committed. It pains me because I see the commitment. Amen. And God says, it's not the sacrifice I'm looking for. And some of us, our faith is not there.
Amen.
Yes. So, listen to me. God wants to make you the next David.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I say God wants to make you the next David.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at the neighbor. Limu dima asa ibatra pati. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to turn it into something. But you see, as I said, it starts where you are now.
Amen.
It starts where you are.
Amen.
You don't come here and say, okay, but no. Stay where you are. Mudimu utaulata.
Amen.
You know, there are people who are pushing each other for positions. Mudimu bashebile ferao. Antenke, the one who deserves it is not even amongst you.
Amen.
Oh, can I prophesy that somebody is gonna be taken from the field and be brought inside to the palace. Position of authority. The Bible says in Colossians 3:23 that in everything you do, do as unto the Lord. Continue to do what you are doing. Like Usebeleza Jehovah. Mudim. You know, those, I'm sure in the mafias, they've not heard this testimony. I think I've shared it, Kokre King. Also, how God took me from Harangua and took me to Parliament in Cape Town. Why? Because I was just working. As if I'm working for God. You know, some of us were working, but we are complaining. Look at the neighbor. You are working, but you are complaining. What's the point? You will not receive the reward. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I always say this. You are waking Marao Reban Ropa. I know I'm talking to somebody here. Oh, these people are cheating us. Okay, let me ask you. Who are you working for? If you are working for men, quit. Look for a job or we'll work for God. Because men are not grateful. As far as I know, God uses people to employ you. But don't remove your eyes from the employer.
Yeah.
The earthly employer.
Yes.
Because that one is just mandated. The real employer is God.
Amen.
Oh, can I talk to somebody here?
Amen.
So in that place, so for three nights, I was working and not sleeping. And most of that time, I was only working with one patient. I'll take this patient to theater. And I will call porters and they will take time. I'll push the patient to ICU. and we have to take the patient back to theater. I'll take the patient from ICU 3 days, three nights, back to theater. Little did I know that there was a friend of this man that has been watching me for 3 days. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
For 3 days. Because I was not complaining, I'm there, 72 hours, eh? But this is not fair. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I was working. Little did I know that there was an angel watching. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
That person wrote a letter to the Minister of Health. He said, I've never seen anybody like this. Penned it down, Minister of Health, that people complaining about doctors' services and all, as I've seen a man. And this one is a white person writing about a black man.
Amen.
That just shocked everyone. At the time, everybody's complaining about, oh, hospitals are like this. A white man is writing about a black man.
Amen.
To Parliament, to the Minister of Health. I receive a call, say, please come to the Parliament. You are going to be a guest of honor. I was transported and collected from my house, special cars, to the airport, to hotels, joined the parliamentarian in that dinner.
Amen.
And still I don't know. Nobody told me why they were calling me. They said, no, nobody said, don't tell him. Just tell him he must come. The minister will disclose it. So finally I said, yes, the minister. I've been asking us questions for 2 days. Ask the minister. And the minister said to me, thank you, sir, for coming. There's someone who spoke well about you. So you are in the speech. So we're going to mention your name in Parliament tomorrow.
Amen.
And my name was mentioned in Parliament. The full. I was sitting in the gallery there. Full, packed Parliament. And when they came to my name, they say, may we have the honor to introduce to you Dr. Glenn Monama up there. I took my time. Are you hearing me? I took my time rising from my seat because everybody had to wait for me. There's a moment like this that's going to come to you. That everything must stop and wait for you. Oh, I say this grace is going to come upon you. Where have you had such a thing? It's like a story. It happens one in a million.
Yeah.
But this time you're going to be the second one in a million.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Am I talking to somebody in the house?
Yeah.
All because I was just going about working for my God. I didn't care who honors me, who does what. The certificates that I have of honor.
Amen.
And every time I receive it and I say, thank you, Lord, this is for you.
Yeah.
This is for you, Lord. This is for you, Lord. This is for you. That's the heart God wants. Those are the people he wants to bring closer to them, to himself.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody here?
Amen.
I see a wood being honored.
Amen.
I say, I see a vessel of clay being honored.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you are doing now, be committed to that assignment.
Amen.
You must pass it. You must do it very well.
Amen.
Because something is going to follow. Look at your neighbor. Something is going to follow.
Something is going to follow.
But you must first pass this one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have the right heart, when God say turn right, you don't say, oh, but straight is better.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. When say God turn right, you say, oh, defatense. How now let's see. You must not be too wise for God.
Amen.
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 Are you hearing me?
Amen.
When God says to me, walk barefooted from here to there, I do it. Strong that I can just quickly do this. I just walk. I don't know why. I just walk. Why is it walking like this? Are you hearing me?
Amen.
David, the wife also said that to David. Oh, David, why you embarrass yourself like this? Before all these people. Why? Kings don't do this. Other kings don't do these things you are doing.
Yeah.
But later God says, this is the man I'm proud of.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
This is the man I'm proud of.
Amen.
People people may undermine what you're doing, but God on the other hand said, this is the woman I'm proud of.
Amen.
Heaven is excited about you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody comes to me, when we get a start. Why are you so salak musala when people are going? When what are you doing? Let's just go. You come early, you leave late. But God, on the other hand, they say, this one I'm proud of.
Amen.
Wait until I make this one to shine.
Amen.
I say the things that you are doing for God, you will not regret.
Amen.
Anything you do for yourself, you got your reward.
Amen.
Can I say that again?
Amen.
I said, the things you're doing for God, you will not regret.
Amen.
But still, when we get that on the things you're doing for yourself, you already have your reward.
Amen.
Don't expect anything more.
Amen.
If you pat yourself on the shoulder, you already have your reward. Don't expect anything more.
Amen.
But if you mention God at every progress, every pillow, hey, I say your rewards are accumulating.
Amen.
I say your rewards are accumulating.
Amen.
In a big way.
Amen.
One day, Otauka will be someone. And I say, I pray that it is not far off.
Amen.
You have been waiting for a long time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because people will not even appreciate what you are doing. Because there are people.
Amen.
There are people. You will sit there and say, why? These people have appreciated. Okay. How? Well, if they appreciate you, then God will pull back.
Mm.
I think you already have your reward.
Amen.
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 So if they say nothing, say thank you, Jesus. In fact, you must pray or they must say nothing.
Mm.
They must, in fact, curse you. Because if they curse you, say,
yeah.
Useless away.
Yeah.
And when out to our America, I will thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, come on, give your hand to praise to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Did I speak to somebody today?
Amen.
Or did I encourage somebody in the house?
Amen.
I cannot. Did I encourage somebody in the house?
Amen.
Be in line for the next glory.
Amen.
Be in line for the next promotion.
Amen.
In the kingdom of God, not in the world.
Amen.
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 The world just follows what is happening in the kingdom. Don't worry about them.
Amen.
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 Say to your neighbor, vessel. Say neighbor, vessel of clay.
Vessel of clay.
Vessel of wood.
Vessel of wood.
I'm hearing good things.
I'm hearing good things.
There are people who disappointed God somewhere.
There are people who disappointed.
Mudima has been looking for you. And waiting for this message.
Now
that you've got the word.
Now that you've got the word.
Believe it. It will connect you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, are you blessed, Nazarani?
Amen.
Yeah, I'm done preaching.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say this vessel God will use.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Baba mbaka botsa o batlang buruti. Lena ne ke sa batleng niks ga buruti. Lena, I don't know ke batlang bo. Because I was just called, come here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because somebody did not believe me.
Amen.
Somebody sacrificed. Because he believed in the things he can see. He didn't think I was with him when there were no people. He didn't think I was with him when things were not working out.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Hardly
the lad in 20 sats are my hand. Mudimu on the anal way. That's the heart is looking for.
Amen.
Things, heart is on my hand, is not a proof your God is with you.
Amen.
Look at the neighbor, say, when things are going right,
it's
not proof that God is not with you. When things are not going right,
it's
not proof that God is not with you.
When things are
going right, it's not proof that God is with you. Those things mean nothing. Faith means everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to take a moment. Just thank God that you have heard this word. That God wants to make use of who you are, the way you are, for his own glory. With your background, with your experience, with your disappointment, with everything, Just God wants to make himself shine through your life. That God can take the despised things of this world and glorify himself in them. The foolishness of this world, despised things of this world, the wounds, the grave, God can use them for his own glory. Hallelujah. 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 Spend this moment just recommit yourself to God. Now, the three things I've mentioned. One, pray that God, in whatever I do now, let me do it as if I'm doing for you. It's this assignment for now. I must be content and stop complaining. I can see that I'm being robbed. I can see that I'm underpaid. I can see that I'm working long hours. I can see the abuse. They're obvious. But you are reminding me that I'm there for an assignment. And I must complete it very well for my next assignment. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that wherever you've placed me right now, let me be content. Let me be happy. Even though the situation says I can't be happy, I must be depressed. Lord, give me strength. Allow me every day to thank you for the job that I have right now. To thank you for what I'm doing right now. Give me the strength and the grace to do it. As I await your mercy. As I await your grace, your favor upon my life. To move me to the next place of honor. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, Lord. Here I am. Here I am, O Lord. Here I am. I may just be a wood, but I know that your eyes are locked on me today. You want to make this vessel a vessel of honor. Cleanse me from all iniquity, Lord. Remove every false root in my life. Remove every religious attitudes. Give me the spirit of faith in you. Father, I pray now. I pray, Lord. Here I am. You've been watching me. You've been watching me. On the other hand, Saul is ending his career. He's ending his career. Lord, may I qualify. May you qualify me by your mercy for these assignments. I will bless you with everything that I have. I'll follow you. May I be a man after your own heart. May you say the same of me, that everything you say I do, I will do. That's the level of obedience that you want from me. Every step of the way, I'm going to recognize you, Lord. Everything that I do, I will see you from today. So I can be in line for the next glory. Heavenly Father, I pray. I pray, O God, that moment when it comes shall not pass me by. I pray, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I know I have a chance and a big one in this life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's bless God. Let's bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.